four bandits have split up. State police are moving in on two of the gang holed up in an abandoned barn near Route 43, about 5 miles from the county line.
Howdy, barn.
Here's a bulletin just handed me. Two of the holdup gang have been captured.
Hooray!
Police Chief Benson has stated the pair will be taken for temporary custody to the jail at the Mayberry Courthouse.
And now back
to
our...
What was that?
He said Mayberry. They're bringing him here.
Did you hear that, Andy? They're bringing him here. I'm going to run out to the filling station and tell Wally. Mm-hmm.
You better run on, too.
Go on.
Come on, Hope. You can go with me.
Okay.
Well, well, well. So we're going to have visitors.
Mm, looks like.
Well, I'll tell you something. Those two hoods are in for a big surprise when they get here. They're going to come in here expecting to find some small town two-bit lockup, a rinky-dink clubhouse. Well, they're going to find out different.
What do you got in mind?
I'm going to show them we're on our toes out here. That the Mayberry Jail matches any big-time pen they've ever served time in.
Barney, there's no need.
First of all, we're going to get rid of all these extra frills. We give them just what they get in the big house. One cot, one blanket, one cracked mirror, period.
Well, I guess we could take some of that stuff out. The doilies need washing.
I'll tell you something else. I said this before and I repeat it now. What we really need around here is an extra deputy.
Well...
Now, Andy, things like this come up all the time. We need extra help.
Who you got in mind?
Well, I don't know. I'll look around, find a good, sharp candidate. But don't you worry about it now. He's going to be my assistant. You let me worry about it.
Howdy, Barn.
Andy?
What's up?
Nothing. Except our number three man is here to report for duty.
You got somebody? Who'd you get?
Deputy, front and center. Ha! 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 Ha!
Pretty sharp, huh?
Yeah. Gomer, would you excuse us just a minute? Gordon. Gomer? Working around the jailhouse? Not Gomer.
Oh, Andy, now look, I know he's green and he's raw, but I can bring him along. I've got him on a crash program. He's learned a lot from me already.
Not Gomer.
Andy, watch this. Just watch.
Nice, Barney. Very nice.
Nice, Governor. Very nice.
Sheriff?
Oh, morning, Lieutenant.
Got some customers for you.
Good.
Plainclothesmen are coming over from Memphis to pick them up. Be here either this afternoon or in the morning.
Fine.
I don't think they'll give you any trouble. They're pretty well bushed.
Bring them in.
All right, bring them in. Right over here.
Hey there, how are you?
Fraternize with the prisoners.
They're all yours, Sheriff.
That does it.
Not quite, Sheriff.
Barney.
Please, Andy. Now, men, there are a few things we ought to get straightened out right at the start. to avoid any grief later on. Now, here at the Rock, we have two basic rules. Memorize them so that you can say them in your sleep. The first rule is, obey all rules. Secondly, do not write on the wall, as it takes a lot of work to erase writing off of wall. Now, as we tell all men when these gates shut behind them, you're starting a new life. If you're wise, you'll begin rehabilitation.
Barney. Now, Barney, I got to go out and look for the two that's still loose. Now, promise me you'll stay away from the prisoners.
You got nothing to worry about.
Make Gomer stay away from them, too.
See, I told you the Mayberry Jail is going to be run as secure as a big house itself.
Hi, Barn. How's everything?
Smooth as clockwork. I finally got through to them that around here orders is orders. Oops. Time for mealtime formation. That's the only way to handle them. Strict routine.
Huh.